What do you think the yield potential is on some of these wheat stands that look just a little bit thin after our freezing temperatures on Easter? Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. I deliver unbiased, research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. I was asked yesterday about predicting wheat yields at this time during our wheat growth and development. And this is especially the case when they were asking about thinned wheat stands from the cold temperatures. Now, those cool temperatures damaged the growing points of some of the tillers, and some tillers were damaged so severely that they've already turned brown. Now, while I think it's difficult to predict wheat yields at this stage of the growth and development, it can be done. But be sure to understand that there's a great deal of the season left that will influence those wheat yields. To estimate wheat yields prior to heading, you will need to count the number of green stems per foot of row. Now, I would not count the stems that are not showing green growth from the whorl because it's possible that those growing points may be damaged. So determine the average number of green stems per foot of row by counting the number of green stems in 5 or 6 places across the field. Also be sure to determine the row spacing. When you have those two numbers, then you need a formula that takes into account the potential head size, number of kernels, and average kernel weight. The formula that you'll need to do these calculations is in the K-State publication called Estimating Wheat Yields. Now, I have that publication posted on my K-State Sunflower District Agronomy website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. This formula for the yield estimate has years of research behind it. The formula for estimating wheat yield in western Kansas is in this publication, and it can be customized for poorer than normal years or better than normal years. So let me give you an idea of what an estimated yield might be. If you have 10-inch rows and you can find 25 green stems with new growth in a foot of row, then that estimated yield is 21 bushel per acre. If you have 55 stems in that foot of row, the yield estimate is 37 bushels per acre. And finally, if you can find 80 green stems per foot of row, then the estimate is roughly 50 bushels per acre. Now, I know that yield estimates are important for some folks who are wondering on what to do with some of their wheat fields. Please take into account some other factors that might also influence your decision. They include herbicide history, the amount of ground cover that you have out there, and the moisture in both the surface and in the profile. Now, I do have an article also posted on my K-State Sunflower District Agronomy website discussing herbicide residual activity of several of our wheat herbicides and what it means for recropping. And just a hint, there's several wheat herbicides that severely limit many crops from being planted yet this spring. Now, if you have any questions on what you're seeing in your wheat fields, please don't hesitate to give me a call. You can reach me at the K-State Sunflower District Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, or Sharon Springs, or you can get a hold of me on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby. You can also see what I'm finding in the field by following me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy.